This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are considering a bill that could help lift Colorado families out of poverty. It would create a child tax credit using the state's tax surplus. Families would get up to $3,200 per child each year, depending on their overall income. State Representative Jenny Wilford.
When we expand and distribute the child tax credit, we will create healthier, happier futures for our kids and set them on a path towards economic success and economic prosperity.
Opponents say any tax surplus should be given directly back to all taxpayers. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal and county commissioners are joining a lawsuit challenging Colorado's immigration laws. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
The lawsuit, originally filed by Douglas County, targets legislation that limits collaboration between local law enforcement agencies and federal immigration officials. Under state law, officers cannot arrest or detain an individual based on their immigration status, nor share one's status with federal officials. The suit alleges the policies violate the state constitution and infringe on local rule. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
A former police officer in Aurora is acquitted in the violent arrest of a black man in 2021. Prosecutors said Officer John Hobart used excessive force against Kyle Vinson, repeatedly hitting Vinson with his gun and strangling him for 39 seconds. The jury disagreed. Another officer was convicted of failing to intervene in that incident. Hobart resigned from the Aurora Police Department after the arrest. Longtime Colorado Springs area Congressman Doug Lamborn is retired. That means one of the state's reddest districts will get a new representative next year, and already the Republican primary is heating up.
This campaign has mojo going right now, and the reason we do is because it isn't about me. It isn't about power. It isn't about any of that.
Whose campaign has that mojo? We'll meet the candidates hoping to fill that open seat later in this hour. In Colorado Springs, a sunny day, highs in the mid-70s. Denver, closer to 80 this afternoon, about the same tomorrow, then up into the 80s by Sunday. This is CPR News.